Your home was in Minnesota.
No, I was born in Michigan, but then I went to California when I was a kid, and I grew up there. I just drifted back, and 50, I wound up in Michigan again to go to school. And we started back this way. Here we are. But California got to be too busy.
Too big, yeah.
Gosh, people all over the place. Nothing to do, it didn't cost a lot.
That's one thing out here in the western part of Oklahoma, you don't have no overpopulation.
That's true.
And it seemed like about everybody know each one of them.
I guess you don't have an overpopulation until hunting season comes around.
Yeah, that's about when you have it.
And they come in and shoot up your stock and your road signs. Ammunition's cheap. If you spend a lot of time to get here, we're going to shoot.
That's right.
Boy. Makes you think they should all be made to use a bow and arrow, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that old hunting is a lot of sport, man. Use your head about it.
Yeah?
It's good sport.
Yeah, that's
good. I know, I enjoy it myself.
Last month I went out to a friend's farm and we hunted all morning and saw one rabbit.
You know, we don't have too many rabbits in here now. A few years back we used to have a whole bunch of them. I don't know, a lot of them claimed cows got them and a lot of them claimed disease. I don't know which one has happened. We have a lot of coyotes, and I think they probably caught so many of them.
Do you hunt coyotes around here?
A lot of guys do. They use dogs, mostly, running.
Well, I bet that's a busy time.
Probably get chased. Yeah, see, in the morn, back when I was a kid, Dad used to have dogs, and we hunted with a horse all the time. Take a dog and a horse. In the morn, they got away from that, and they used pickups and jeeps. They'd spot an old coyote, take after him, and then they'd turn the dogs loose on him.
Mm-hmm. Get close to him in a Jeep.
Yeah.
I passed one, somebody hit on the road between here and Alva this morning.
Sure enough.
Looked like a young one.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Some of them boys, I don't like riding some of them. Well, you take some of them boys and get driving, kind of lose your head. Boy, they don't know the country and they'll get that thing wide open.
Ooh.
And there's been quite a few guys, see this for a while here, they're using airplanes. No boy, an airplane would spot the coyote, see, and signal for the other guys to come in with their dogs. Well, there's a few guys got killed on that airplane. The old boy would dip down to scare that coyote, get him running. Well, that old boy would get her too low before he realized it. Just a record.
There was somebody that did that last fall, wasn't there?
Yeah, a young man up River Supply that had a family hunting coyotes one Sunday afternoon. They can't realize how low they are. They got the mine on that coyote to start with, see, and boy, it's dangerous. Same way spraying. A lot of them use planes to spray with. You see an old boy, when he's spraying, his wheels be touching sagebrush. That's pretty dangerous.
Boy, that is dangerous.
Telephone lines and everything, you know. He got to be alerted.
Anytime you're under 1,000 feet, you're in trouble.
You sure are.
You fly?
No, shoot, no. I've been in a plane time or two, but I never. That's one of them.
I flew during the war and I haven't flown since. But I used to enjoy it. I thought it was a lot of fun. But I always made sure there was a lot of air between me and the ground.
We had different guys spraying for us in planes. They wanted to go with them at times and I wouldn't do it. Gee. They were bored. I don't like it. They fly too low.
When you were a boy, did you carry your water?
Yeah, you mean for the house?
Uh huh.
Sure did.
What'd you carry it in?
Bucket.
Metal? Wood?
Yeah, kind of all is a... Some galvanized. Some other kind of bucket. I don't know what kind of it is.
What did you milk in before you got your milking machines?
Oh, just regular milk pails.
Metal?